A swarm of tree-eating grasshoppers descended on Senegal in 2005, shortly after Ariane Cisse arrived as a Peace Corps volunteer. They devoured the gardens in her village and destroyed the nursery of mango and other food-bearing trees they had intended to plant in the upcoming season.
You know, I went out being practical and found onion sacks and, you know, tried to put them around the trees and everything else, and discovered that the grasshoppers ate right through them. So it was it made quite an impression that there was nothing we could do.
The outbreak Cisse witnessed came shortly after another locust plague devastated crops in West and Northwest Africa, leaving millions hungry. Cisse decided she had to know more about why these outbreaks happened and how to prevent them. And she has made a surprising discovery. Now a graduate student at Arizona State University, she traveled to Inner Mongolia, where livestock overgrazing is making erosion worse.
We actually get dust storms from that region in China that come to the U.S. At times. So the erosion in that area is pretty dramatic.
That erosion leaches nutrients like nitrogen from the soil. Plants and all living things need nitrogen to make the proteins that do the work in their cells. So you might think the locust native to Asia would rather eat protein-rich plants growing in fertile soil. You would be wrong.
What we found was that the high-protein diet was actually very deleterious to this locust, and it caused most of them to die.
Both in the lab and in the field, Cisse and her colleagues found the locusts thrived when they ate low-protein plants found in heavily overgrazed pastures.
While there's many examples in nature where too little protein can be a bad thing, this is really one of the first examples where we found that too much protein in nature can be a bad thing.
That means fertilizing an overgrazed field to raise the plant's protein levels might actually help control this insect, she says. The research is a potential paradigm shift, says Keith Cressman. He heads locust outbreak forecasting at the UN Food and Agriculture Organization. He was surprised to learn the insects did so well on overgrazed pastures and protein-poor vegetation.
You would think it would not be very favorable for locusts.
And he cautions it may not be favorable for other locusts. Recent research on desert locusts in Africa shows those insects fared much better eating high-protein leaves.
They developed faster, they survived better, and they had more generations per year than those that were fed on low-nitrogen leaves. So it's a complex business.
Ariane Cisse plans to return to Africa to study those complexities and how grazing practices affect other species of locusts. Her study was published in the journal Science. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.